Can I ask you about the interview?
Piece of the puzzle.
I've talked to Chris about taking an interview. And do you have criteria that you can give us about the week to do that?
I can be okay.
Question. What do you think? Let's just have a minute about that. For the interview, what would be the most useful, do you think, for all of you? I mean, I want you to do a practice interview, right? Because it's useful. I told you at the beginning of the class that I originally thought about you to transcribe it because then you'd have text that we'd actually work with. But since then, I've changed my mind because it's a lot of time and effort for little gain, I think. Although, you know, you'll learn things, but if you're not really interested in doing interview studies, it would be a lot of pain. So, with that in mind, the practice interview is just, you know, a chance for you to literally think about something you want to talk to somebody about, consider it a semi-structured interview, not structured, so it's not a talking questionnaire, so you don't want to write out every single question you're going to ask and ask them in that order. What you want to write out are just some general probes or prompts around the topic. So the idea is to get the person talking as much as possible about their experience of something, okay? So it should be experience, is an essential kind of idea, not factual, you know, interview but as such, but more their experience of something. And then, you know, it's a good idea to tape record it if you can play it back because the paper you'll produce from that, your little two-page paper, will be a reflection on the interview. So you'll attend to things on that, like what kind of, you know, how did the questioning go? What were the questioning like? Give an example of a question you felt worked really well and why it might have been one that maybe didn't work so well and why it didn't. So I'll get you to kind of reflect on strengths and weaknesses of how the interview went.
So we have the opportunity in the paper to talk about the interview, whether, like, if it wasn't successful or if there were problems with it, we could discuss them. So
that's what I want.
It's a learning experience.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to be conclusive.
That's right. So the topic is irrelevant. Mm-hmm. No one's going to see it. Mm-hmm. No one's going to hear you. Socially, that's why it's not ethical guidelines, nothing like that. You give the tape back to the person after. It's purely for you to reflect on the process of doing an interview. Mm-hmm. You know, and looking for the kinds of questioning you asked, what you would do differently and why, what worked, what didn't.
And it can be anyone?
Yeah. But I was suggesting it was someone you know quite well, just be, you know, who feels fairly comfortable talking to you about a subject for, you know, 20 minutes or whatever. Otherwise, you know, it can be very uncomfortable. Okay. Especially if you are practicing and you haven't given it a lot of thought. You know, you want a lot of leeway. Does that seem all right? Mm-hmm. If you got any other ideas about how you want to do it.
No, that sounds good. I've got someone in mind, and I just wanted to go ahead with it.
And do it,
I'm just experimenting, but I thought that was probably okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the chapters we read, I'll talk a little bit about semi-structured interviews, and so I'll probably ask you to reflect on those things in the chapter that's coming up, but only in that way, you know, mm-hmm. so you can still do that in your reflective paper, having already done the interview.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say no less than 15 minutes and probably no longer than, say, half an hour, 45 minutes, somewhere in there. Just see how it goes. If you spend the first 10 minutes giggling, then you're probably... It happens.
Oh, no, I can see it happening, believe me.
You might want to go a little longer, but... Just so it comes to a sort of normal conclusion, but try to stretch it out because it will get uncomfortable at a point. You want to get over that uncomfortable hump. Don't just stop because it's dried up. You know, try to get to a point where it's uncomfortable to carry on, but you carry on anyway a little bit more. See if you can
squeeze more blood out of the stomach.
See what you do. Yeah, exactly. See how it feels and what you do. And you might want to ask the person after it's over what it's like for them.
I like your shoes.
How do you feel about
that? Thank you, everybody.
Liking red.